they made a lashon of a chirim. A chirim is a curse, a ban, and they put a chirim on. You know, the chirim is the same mechanism that Rabbeinu Gershom uses to prohibit marrying two wives or divorcing your wife against her will, which is a very chavrdika iser. You may remember that we talked, if I'm not mistaken, last man about a tshuva named Rabbi Yehuda. About, you were here last night. What are you smiling at? About a tshuva named Rabbi Yehuda, that if someone makes a kedushin against the isha's will, so okay, that will make the kedushin not be chal. But if he does it on a shliach, if it comes a shliach of dvar aveira, and then the kedushin maybe wouldn't be chal. So there's a similar chav that happened here. They made a takana that you're not allowed to make a chasana, and takana included you're not allowed to be a witness at such a chasana. They forbade with a iser chirim that you're not allowed to be a witness at a chasana if the merid asra, the rub of the town, of the city, is not there. He has to be there for every chasana. I don't know if I'm just curious whether the issue was that there wasn't enough respect being given to the rabbanim, or maybe the issue was that weddings weren't being done properly, and they wanted to make sure that they didn't want these renegade weddings without, you know, if somebody gets married without a rabbi, so you never know what they might do. They want the rabbi there at every wedding so that the weddings are done properly. Maybe, I don't know. But that was the takana. They made a chayrim that you're not allowed to make a chasana, and included in the chayrim they spoke, and you're not allowed to be a witness to a chasana if the meridash is not there. Now, whatever it was that caused them to need to make this takana, apparently it was a very pernicious problem because there continued to be people that acted in violation of the takana, and there were chasanas that were made without the Merid Asra being present. One of the Gedolei HaPoskim in that part of the world in the 1500s was called the Maharashdam of Shmuel di Modena. And he came out with a rather startling psak. He said that anybody that makes a chasana without the Merid Asra present, the kedushin are null and void. That woman is not his wife. She's able to be to become a kedusha to somebody else. Now, how did he do that? The rabbanim could get together and make rules and tell people to follow, but they can't be matir nishus ish. So the chassan gave a ring to the kala in front of two edim, said a ram kedushasli. So the rav wasn't there. You know, good. The rav should be there. We want the rav there. But lemaisa, he gave her a ring. What makes her not mukadeshes? The Maharashdam said a shtikol teira. He said that since there's a chirim against edim being witnesses to such an event, so if the people they made a chasana, and they called up two people to be the edim, those two edim were now in violation of the chirim, which makes them rishoyim. And the Torah says, "Al tushes Russia aid, a Russia can't be an aid." So they're puzzle for the Eidos. So the Kedushin are now Kedushin that took place without Eidos. Because the Eidim were puzzle Eidim. Since the Eidim were in violation of the Cherem, that makes them Rishayim, that makes them puzzle. So maybe the Kedushin happened without any Eidim present. So therefore, they're null and void, and he was matir, the Isha could go marry somebody else. That was a very strong psak from the Maharashtam, a very strong support to the takana. That he said, this takana is so strong that those that violate it, there's no way they can get away with it. You try to make a chasana without the rabbanim, the chasana is not going to work. You're still going to need another chasana. Now, there was another Poisek at the same time, the same also in Greece, who was called the Maharshach, not to be confused with the Shach. The Shach, who is Reb Shapsi Kain, is Poland in the 1600s. This is 100 years earlier in Greece. This is the Shach is Ashkenazi, the Maharshach is Sephardi. The Maharshach, he said that the Maharsham is taking this too far. Although I agree with him in the spirit of the matter, that yeah, we really should try to support this takana and, you know, support our rabbanim and discourage people from making chasanas that contravene the regulations, but you can't undo the kedushin. and his Shikol Torah that well, the Kedushin are Batal because the Edim violated the Chayrim and made all the Rishayim, and if you have Pasal Edim, then the Kedushin are in Chal, so it's not a good Shikol Torah. Because the Edim, true, they violated the Takana, and let's grant you that makes them Rishayim, but they just became Rishayim now. They become Rishayim, you need to do an Aveira to become a Rasha. You do an Aveira, then you become a Rasha. But at the time that you did the Aveira, you weren't a Rasha yet. So let's say this Chasen was called for Sunday at 3 o'clock. These Eidim, who were fine, upstanding citizens, and they keep kosher, and they keep Shabbos, and they keep Taras and Mishpacha, they're perfectly fine witnesses. They called up at 3 o'clock to witness this Kedushin. They're perfectly fine witnesses. Then for the next 5 minutes, they're standing there and they're watching the Kedushin, and they watch the Chasen give the Kala a ring. Only then have they violated the Chayrim. Let's say that takes from 3 o'clock till 3:15. That's the chuppah that they're standing and they're witnessing. So at 3:15, when they walk away, they just witness a Kedushin, which is a Chayrim that you're not allowed to witness. So now they have violated the Chayrim. Now they're puzzled. And if they'll be called up to be witnesses at tomorrow's wedding, that wedding, that chasana won't be chal because they're already puzzled. But today's wedding, they only became puzzled after the... It was the Maisa Kedushin that made them puzzle. So then they only became puzzle after the Maisa Kedushin. The Bishas, the Maisa Kedushin, they were kosher. And so the Marashach said there's no way that you could undo this chasana. Yeah.
I forget the Indian of Bayit Ha'efet from last time.
Yeah.
Why is not applying here?
Okay, very good, Sushtal. Last year we talked about an idea called Bayit Ha'echad. We talked about the... The Gemara says that, which is where somebody puts a shtar shichur into the hands of an eved, and he's being mishachar as eved by putting the shtar into the eved's hand. But the eved's hand is really the master's hand, so he didn't really give him anything. Ah, but if he's mishachar, then his hand will be his own hand. So how does it start? And over there, the Gemara says, Gita v'yadabayim kacha. So Yaakov is suggesting that maybe we could have a similar thing over here, that the Aveira and the Chalais that comes as a result of the Aveira should be Rayim Ke'echad. Like we mentioned though last Zman, that Gemara and Kedushin, the Pashto says that since that's really something illogical, so it should be limited. Over there, by Shechur of an Eved, we say that since the Torah says that when you give an Eved a Shtar Shechur, he becomes a Shechur, so the way to interpret it is that the Shechur is Chal al Yidei putting the get into the hand, putting the get into a place that will be considered his hand if he's meshuchar, and that's the siba for the chalais of the shuchar. But where it's not shaykh to say that, we wouldn't say b'ayim kachad. We did talk about that last man, although admittedly the ksais sounded not like that because the ksais was applying it to the case of the shini rishus, look at the hektish and the shini rishus. Interesting ha'ara that maybe according to that would there be a makom to apply it over here. Good ha'ara, but Levi said there are more immediately relevant marmukaimis, meaning that actually meaning gemaris or makaris and halacha that actually seem to address this particular kind of an issue. So this comes from the Ma'arit. Now, we're seeing it in Ksais. This is the Ksais in Siman Nun Beis. The Ksais quotes the Ma'arit, who brings down the Marashach and the Marashdam. The Marashach and the Marashdam were poskim in Greece in the 1500s. The Ma'arit was a poskim in Turkey, also a Sephardi, in the late 50s to early 1600s. I think this is probably early 1600s. I think that's when he was in Turkey. He was in Yerushalayim, I think, until then. So this is the early 1600s. And he brings down this debate that they had in the previous generations between the Marashach and the Ma'arit about the Marashach and the Marashdam about whether these conditions could be Nekar and Mafreya, could be Nekar, the Edim are possible. They only became possible through this Kedushin. So the Marashdam said, well, that's about the Kedushin. And the Marashach said, how can that be about the Kedushin? They only become possible after the Kedushin are over. So the Ma'arit brings this down, and he says, well, let's take a look at what we see in our Gemara. Because our Gemara clearly is a very relevant Ma'ar Makom for this subject. Now, before saying over the Ma'arit, let's put the Ma'arit on hold, and let's go back to the end of yesterday's year. At the end of yesterday's year, we saw the Gemara had said that if the Gemara was bothered, if the Eidim were made, the same pair of Eidim were made on the Geneva and on the Tvicha, and then eventually they become Huzam on the Geneva, according to Abaya, the Eidim of Afreya who Nifsal, so they become puzzled going back to their first Haggadah Seidus. Let's say they were made on the Geneva on Sunday, and then they were made on the Tvicha on Monday. When they become Huzam on the Geneva, it turns out that they were puzzled starting from Sunday. So by the time they said their Seidus on Monday, they were already puzzled. So how could they were already puzzled? So they're not a kosher aid. If they're not a kosher aid, they can't become same. And even though at the time we were makabal their aidus because we thought they were a kosher aid, but now we discover retroactively that they were really puzzled already, so they shouldn't be able to become same anymore. Like we said yesterday, we compared it to imagine if somebody came into a base and you thought he was a man and really turned out he was a woman. So that aid just can't become same because it was never a real aid. So here also, we thought they were kosher, but they were really puzzled, so they can't become same because they were never a real aid. That was the Gemara's kasha. According to Abaya, how could we be mazim them for the Tvicha? So the Gemara answered, first there was an attempt to give a teres by switching around the orders of the Hazamites, and the Gemara said that's not going to do any good. So ultimately the Gemara answered that it wasn't a Sunday-Monday story, that they were made on the Gneva on Sunday, and then they were made on the Tvicha on Monday. It was all Bavas Achas. They came in on Sunday, and in one sentence, without taking a break even to breathe, they just dragged without any hefsek teich and yibur. They said that we saw this guy, he stole a shur and he shechted it. So it's all bavas achas, teich and yibur. So what does that do? So now, even though true, mafreya hu nifsal, but when they said edus on the tficha, they weren't puzzle yet, they were still kashra edim, because that edus came together with the edus on the geneva. Now what does that tell us about this debate in Greece? If we suppose that the psul goes lemafreya all the way back to the beginning, that even b'shas that maisa they are already possible, then the Gemara didn't give a good teres. Then the Gemara didn't answer anything. The Gemara, good, this edus was said all b'vas achas, but that whole edus, right? They were talking from 3 o'clock till 3:10 without a break. But that whole edus from 3 o'clock to 3:10 was said by psulim. If l'mafreya hu nifsal means that when you do the aveira, you're puzzle from the time that you did it, including that time when you're doing the aveira, you're already puzzle. So then, how do we answer the kasha? Or how we ultimately mazim them on the tvicha? The edus on the tvicha was said by psulim. Clearly, what the gemara means to be answering is that even though Abaye says l'mafreya hu nifsal, but l'mafreya doesn't go back to 3 o'clock, it goes back to 3:10, meaning it goes back to the time that you did your Aveira, but not to the beginning of the Ma'is Aveira. It goes all the way back to the completion of your Ma'is Aveira. You have to do the Ma'is Aveira, and that makes you puzzle. But you only become puzzle when you finish the Ma'is Aveira. So if you were saying an Eidus Sheker from 3 o'clock, and you kept talking, you kept talking from 3 o'clock to 3:10, so that's the end of your Maisa. When that's finished, you become Apostle. After 3:10. So if you would say another Aedis at 3:11, that would be Aedis of Apostle. You wouldn't be able to become an Aedim for that. But since they were made on the Tficha Teichid Yibur of the Geneva, of the Aedis on the Geneva, so the Psul was not Chayat. That's the Gemara that we learned yesterday. So that Gemara, Lecher, I would say, clearly is a riot to the Marshach. That's exactly what the Marshach said. He said to the Marashdam that even if you can say they're Apostle, because they're violating the Cherem, and that makes them Rishayim and they're Pasul, but if they're Aedus, they witness the Chasana from 3 o'clock till 3:10, so then at 3:11 they're Pasul. But from 3 o'clock till 3:10 they weren't Pasul yet. You have to do an Aveira and then become Pasul. There's a Siba and a Tetzah, the cause and an effect. You have to first have the cause, and then afterwards you can have the effect. First you have to do the Aveira, and then they become Pasul. But they don't become Pasul. They're still not possible for the time that they're doing that out there. That's what it says in our Gemara. That's what the Marashach said to the Marashdam. And that's mamish what it says in our Gemara. So, if we were in Greece in the 1500s, and we just had yesterday's shiur, we just learned the first part of the Gemara, what we did yesterday, we would paskin that those kedushin are still good. Now, the Marit, which the Ksav quotes, and we're going to pick up with this on Sunday, because Tanta Mincha now, but the Marit comes out on the side of the Marashdam. I mean, the opposite side, that yeah, they do become puzzle, for the, they are puzzle for that chasana. And he brings the raya from our Gemara. Now, how could that happen? Because we didn't finish the Gemara yet. He brings the raya from the bottom line on the page. So, I know it's a little bit of a complicated Shakavataria. You have to go carefully through the whole Gemara to the bottom of the Amud. But the bottom line on the Amud seems to state pretty clearly the Marashdam's position, that if you do an Aveira and the Aveira makes you puzzle, you're puzzled b'shas that Aveira also. And it's in the Marit brings that Gemara in support of the Marashdam. And when we learn that Gemara, so, okay, you'll take a look at the Ksais, hopefully it'll be on Sunday's Marit Mokhaimis, so you'll see the Marit has a Raya, but the main kash that you should be troubled by is, one second, how could the bottom of the Amud be a Raya to the Marashdam if the top of the Amud was a Raya to the Marashah? The Gemara, meaning our Gemara, we Neyu Bey, seems to be taking both halves of the debate. Okay, to be continued. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Me to send by all of you.
What's the beginning?
What?
The happening grace. What's the beginning? Did they want them able for the equipment? You said the Mafreya.
The Avira that makes them puzzle is the Avira of being made on their
Anyone wants to make a wedding,
Would you take the sandwich with this?
I'm not gonna take it. Stamper Rudy.
Here, take this.
I want the cash.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Avi.
Thank you, everybody.